Our lives are filled with crises, sometimes our own, sometimes the lives of others are so filled with crisis that their troubles reach out into our own and cause reverberations that disturb our peace and solitude. In accord with Christ's command to bear one another's burdens, we try to deal with them. This morning, let us take a quick, myopic look, however, at each man bearing his own burden, and let us consider two crises from this parable. The first one is a developmental one, the one of the younger brother called the prodigal. A quick appraisal of that crisis shows that it was fostered on greed and pride. He wanted to have this son to be a big man with his peers. It was fed by an ego that fled the father. He wanted to be free from his strength, to do his own things, to live his own life. And you can hear him saying, "God, it's my life. I want to live it my way. I want to do my own thing." It was found by a race in fastness to come. He got on the merry-go-round of life, and left to his own inclinations, he climbed quickly from riches to rags, deserted quickly by fickle fair-weather friends. We all have that kind of a propensity for prodigality. We feed on greed, we ride high on pride, we want to be our own God, masters of our own fate, and captains of our own ship. We race after conscience, willing to risk gold, security, respect, honor, and glory. We blow our lives in the prodigality of pompousness, and are brought together in the clannishness of our own sin. Surely, in the text, the degradation of the cursed Jew feeding with the swine is not a stitch of recognition. We find in short, we feed ourselves on the flat of human existence. It's a crisis of each man's making, trusting himself, relying on self, enjoying oneself for one's own purpose. We forget the decalogue summed up by Jesus in the Geod, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The second crisis is a situational one, one not caused by our own actions or the lack of it, but rather caused by another's fault. For we would lay the brick of blame at someone else's doorstep, and yet this crisis too is our own, very deep within our consciousness in sublimated sin. Let's name it the sin of the orthodox. So you see, the older brother was very orthodox. He stayed at home, he didn't wander, he tended to father and fields, he was dutiful. And yet there was dead in this elder son's breast the same sin that beset his younger brother, pride. Pride in his orthodoxy, pride in his conformity, pride in his humble service, but beneath it all, like an ember glowing deep in a peat bog, came by the forgiveness of a forgiving father, pride burst forth in the petulant fighting against his father's loving heart. "Hey, Dad, how come a celebration for that bumbling bum you shouldn't even call a son? Hey, Dad, where's my fatted calf? How come you never blew me to a blowout for my friend? He got his and now he's getting mine. It isn't fair." You see the situation, the unfairness of it all. Love that prodigal? Why, he's not fit for love. Love me. I'm the worthy one. The situation, you see, caused the crisis. Again, this outburst of pride polluted the pure love of a forgiving father. Can this be our crisis, too? We are dedicated to orthodoxy, He performs your law and gospel. We strive to be obedient sons and daughters. We strive to be duty doers, as it were. Do not cry out in the petulance of pride, Lord, how come others with greater rewards and honors, and should it be riches and honoraria? Lord, how do others reach the peaceful fruits of thy prayer? Tell me so the precious pearls of your word to unthinking friends. Lord, what's in it for me? We pick up our own crisis in the pot of pride and pity, self-pity. I will be non-directive, I will be non-judgmental. I know not what your crisis is, or even if you have one. But if you don't have one today, my friend, you may have one tomorrow, and I beg you to remember where and when God's crisis pounces on you. And the point of this parable, Christ told this parable to cure both kinds of crisis. The younger son, foolish, flirting with willful flaunting of self against God's will, and the yearning father, ever looking for his return and offering his prodigal forgiveness. Or the other crisis of pride, hidden, covered, and worn well within the breast, you noted when the father did the pleading. The father sought the son who was without. Whatever your sin, your crisis, you know its cost. And for such crisis, Christ is a cure. He's a third brother in the parable. The brother that gave his life for us all and preached this parable. He's the earnest invitation of the Father, the forever pleading and forgiving one who fishes out our pride and brings us back to dwell in peace and safety in the Father's name.